Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 10 of season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How you doing?
Buddy, I'm freezing.
Right?
Freezing.
It is unavoidable. This is some of the nastiest weather we've had in a while.
It gets in your bones, man.
Woo! But this podcast is going to be hot.
We're on fire.
We're going to warm you up. As always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys.
Shout
Drake,
it!
Here's your royalty money.
Your goddamn money, Drake.
What's going on? You said something's happening with the man?
Oh, yeah, buddy. We'll get to that. He's one of the things. He's in one of the...
Oh, right. He's okay. So he's setting up a residency in Vegas? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I definitely did, and it was only like $10 million.
Huh.
There's no way that's real.
I just didn't think he was at residency on Vegas.
I think it's like a year.
I didn't think he's at that point in his career yet.
But I think that's not real. I think it's like residency, like he's doing like two shows a year or something like that for $10 million.
All right, that makes more sense.
Otherwise, they got to fire that guy's agent.
Thing one.
Speaking of the cold weather, it is unbelievably freezing cold. So that leads to the question, obviously, do you think this is going to have any impact on Kawhi Leonard's decision?
I mean, it's not going to help.
I'll tell you right now, it would impact my decision. I don't care how fucking well we're playing.
But he's impacted my decision right now. I have no means to move out of this place. And I'm like, I got to figure out a way to leave. I got to get out of here.
If I had an option or an out, I would be taking it.
100%.
Yeah. It's bad.
What do you leave my whole family? I got to leave. It's too cold.
The only thing I'd say we've got going for us is that I'm sure it's like this in New York, Chicago, Milwaukee.
Yeah, but he wants to go to L.A.
Denver.
So.
Well, that's the problem. It's not like this in Los Angeles.
Not at all.
That's for sure.
No.
It would seriously have play a role in my decision.
100%. Like, everything else on the team has to be so good.
Yeah, exactly. That you even tolerate
I'll go to like
this
a,
crap.
I'll go to a mediocre team to be warm. Like, Jesus Christ. What are we talking about?
I mean, the good news is on Wednesday, it's supposed to be above zero.
There you go. So, Kawhi?
I don't know. It's too bad we're on the road right now. You know?
I know.
It's not good. It can't be helping.
I hope New Balance sends him hella warm coats. That's the only thing we can hope.
Yeah.
I'm sure Drake has sent him the OVO Canada Goose collaboration. You know? I hope he's got all that.
You think about it, man. We grew up in this, and I still hate it. Imagine...
I legit don't remember it ever being this cold. I don't remember being this cold.
There were a couple of times when I was in grade 9, I remember waiting for the school bus, and it was just a record, something like 2 weeks in a row where it was at least minus 30. And
that's insane.
Just wanted to end my life. I was like, why are we here?
Yeah, so I felt taking the streetcar today.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And also, we still have streetcars, which is insane. That's another reason. Hot or cold. What the hell are we doing with this technology?
Let's not show him those.
That's yeah, don't show him the streetcars. He's like, oh, what are you? Is this like a throwback or something? You guys celebrating? No, this is everyday Kawhi.
God damn. Yeah.
Take the 501, buddy. It'll take you 4 hours to get across the city.
I'm sure the Raptors brass are aware of how horrible this weather is and are doing something to try and distract him. Most likely, because if weather's ever a thing, gone.
How many space eaters do you think they just put around Kawhi? They line space eaters right to his car? Buddy, don't worry about it. We promise.
Flamethrowers blowing towards him the whole practice. Oh,
yeah. They start his car in the morning before he gets downstairs.
they gave him. Was it? Was I with you? Oh no, it was Monty when I was out west, and someone was telling me the number one thing you get for Christmas are those automatic car starters.
So yeah, it's the best gift you could give somebody.
So that's probably what they gave him in December. He's like, "What's this?" We're like, "No, don't worry,
you'll need it.
You'll need it, and you will thank us."
Oh yeah, where do you think Kawhi lives in the city?
I would guess.
Like, I hope he's hella close to.
I would bet that tower literally right beside the Air Canada. Or
where a bunch of them live. Then.
Yeah. Because one, I had a friend that lived there for a year, and I went to his place. And as we were going out up, the elevator was open, and Ed Pinckney was there.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I would assume, I would bet he's there.
I saw Jose Calderon around there one time.
Right. Yeah.
Jose Bautista was around there one time, too. I saw him.
Jose Bautista.
Imagine you're just living in a building with a bunch of Leafs and baseball players. Kawhi Leonard.
I'd do anything for the man.
You think maybe like the Toronto athletes, they get like three of the highest floors in that building.
Well, that's the thing. My buddy lived above. And,
your buddy's making some money.
He was. He's doing okay, yeah. Well, Roberto Alomar lived in the hotel in the dome. That's the most ballin' shit ever.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
I think I would still do that even if I were a Raptor. Yeah. I'd be like, I'd like to live in the Sky Dome, please.
That would be so awesome, dude.
Right? Like that's
also, we should tell people, we highly recommend that experience. Go get the hotel and watch a ball game.
We got to do that again this year.
Yeah.
Because you can rent a hotel room at the Sky Dome, and during a game, you're allowed as many people in the room as you want. So we would just fill a bathtub with beer, have like 20 people. It's like $500. You split it.
Hell of a time.
Great time.
You can get so drunk, you could dive out that window into center field and kill yourself if you wanted to.
You can make a lot of mistakes.
Hell of a way to go, though. You want to make the news.
That's what I always think about the edge walk, too. People are like, oh, it's terrifying. I'm like, yeah, but imagine you did die. You're going out a legend. Like, everyone's going to remember that shit.
You'll get a little plaque in the CN Tower.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You'd be like, if my nieces were like, how did your uncle die? And be like, oh, his heart or like car accident. And be like, no, he fell off the edge of the CN Tower.
Yeah, fell off the CN Tower.
I'm a fucking legend.
You see Drake's album cover? It's like that, but he fell off.
He went Super Dave straight off the side.
Rest in peace, Super Dave, by the way. Man. Good Lord.
One of my all-time heroes. I mean, the only thing we can hope is this global warming is real, and it just kind of speeds up the process so we can get... After this weekend, if he leaves, I'm like, yeah, man, probably.
You could cite this weekend and be like, you're right, man. You're right. And be like, totally. You know why I'm leaving? We just won the championship.
But do you remember January 21st?
Do you remember?
Yeah, that's right. It was bad.
And for that reason, I must leave. We retire his jersey instantly.
Couldn't get mad at him.
Thing two.
This broke. This was a Woj bomb.
Breaking news.
Right before we began to record this podcast, Carmelo Anthony has been traded from the Houston Rockets to the Chicago Bulls. First of all, didn't realize he was still with the Rockets.
No, I thought they
released him. I thought he was just out there.
I guess they just were like, listen.
Just don't show up.
Yeah, we don't.
Just don't show up, Carmelo.
You can keep the jersey, but don't come back here, okay?
And then the follow-up bomb, the aftershock, I guess, was that the Bulls aren't even going to, he's not even going to play a game with them. They're going to release him, and then he's going to become a free agent.
Yep.
Interestingly, I actually had this thought a couple times this past week.
I think he's coming to the Raptors.
And I wanted to ask you about this, just like.
Mel's used to the cold, baby.
We need
he's getting a cold shoulder from the entire world for the past 2 years.
We need someone that can just jack threes.
We need someone that can hit the threes, not just shoot them.
Fair.
CJ can throw up some shots.
Hey, man. Talk more about
that. We'll get to that.
But there was like 4% of me that was like, maybe Carmelo.
I don't think like, hey, man, why the hell not? Who cares? That would be awesome, dude. It would just be cool. Like, I don't think he will, like, mess up team chemistry and shit.
Just sit him down.
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking is, how messed up is it that literally nobody wants this man?
I think LeBron wants him.
I guess.
But that's more, like, friendship things.
Like, dude, he was an all-star last year, was he not?
He was goddamn amazing.
He was just, and he's nothing. Nobody. Nobody wants the man.
His legacy
is destroyed.
Nobody
wants anything to do with him. They're just like, we don't want you.
You're not.
We will not give you the league minimum. Get the fuck out of here, Carmelo.
It's insane.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Can you think of another guy that's ever
happened? Here's something for you. Just imagine you, and could you ever imagine yourself saying this sentence, that you would rather have Pascal Siakam than Carmelo Anthony on your team? Because I 100% would rather Pascal Siakam.
Absolutely.
I was like, how can this, what happened to the world that we can say this in?
It's not even close. I'm even almost on the fence where I'd rather have CJ Miles than
100%.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, he's bringing pajamas at least. What do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got something to the table.
It's just the whole thing is absolute bananas. And
do you think he can still play?
Man, yeah, I think.
Right? Like, but how could no one want him then?
He wasn't horrible on the Rockets. He wasn't great. He wasn't old school, you know, great, but he wasn't that fucking terrible.
I don't know. I didn't.
Like, he still had decent.
The Rockets were really bad when he was on the team, though.
Yeah. And they just kind of blamed it all on him, but they couldn't play defense. And obviously, he never plays defense. So, I don't know, man. It's very bizarre, I will say.
Yeah.
From some guy going to, like, having this legacy as one of the all time great, I don't know, scorers.
Yeah.
And now it's just like. Nobody wants.
You're a cancer to the NBA.
Everyone's like, get the hell out of here, Carmelo.
Dude, this guy's gonna play for Ice Cube's league. That's insane.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
And he's like, he could play if he wants, but he shouldn't. And then
yeah, at least Ice Cube's got his back. But or maybe Ice Cube doesn't even really want him. He's like, you know what?
Yeah, right. He's like, no, of course he can play.
Yeah. He's still good.
What does your gut tell you?
He's going to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lonzo's done. They're just going to do something just to...
Why not? Be fun to watch him with LeBron in Los Angeles.
Yeah, or a disaster in either way. It'll be fun to watch.
Either way. And the other big Woj bomb is that the Grizzlies have locked up Bruno to a 10-day contract.
There you go.
He's back in the league.
You don't want Carmelo. Let's get Bruno. Dude, that's, Bruno. What does that say about Carmelo, for God's sakes?
Bruno's getting 10 days. Carmelo can't get a meeting. No one's
Buddy, Bruno got another chance in the NBA before Carmelo Anthony did.
That's exciting. I'm happy for Bruno.
Good for Bruno. I mean, it's only a 10-day, and I'm sure he'll be back
in the
G League for after that 10 days. Or maybe he'll pan out to what we all imagine him to be. Brazilian Kevin Durant.
I'm happy for the man. I always liked the tiger tattoo.
Yeah, I like Bruno, man. That was a great, great little cute part of our Raptors history.
Was nice. The only thing better than Bruno minutes, I think we talked about this last week, are Chris Boucher minutes now.
Yeah. He's the new Bruno.
Yeah.
And we like him better because he's Canadian.
But as you said, that is messed up that Bruno has got locked up before Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
What happened to Hoodie Mello? Right?
Dude, he's not wearing a hoodie anymore, but he's still posting videos in the gym.
Hey, good on him. I respect
that.
Dude,
it was the best. I saw one, and he like missed like 3 shots in the video. Like, but you're not selling yourself good. Are you putting up
sick
highlight videos and you're bricking shots? And
he's alone too. Why on the ball for him?
He's
just
Yeah, he's running and getting it. He comes over, turns off his phone's on a tripod. Right. Yeah, that was the best he could do. That was the best video he had.
A thing three.
Okay, you've got some curses.
The curses, man.
Yeah? What's going on with this?
Well, so we're well aware of the GoDaddy curse.
That's a real curse.
It's a real curse.
Yes.
And you can listen to other podcasts if you want reasonable people, but we're here at the Talking Raptors. Believe that curse is real.
Yep.
And we personally don't support GoDaddy in any of its endeavors.
No.
But this rumbling obviously has gone to the players.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy.
What are they saying?
We don't believe in curses around here in Danny Green War.
Oh, yeah, the PJs.
The PJs.
That was the baddest shit ever.
And CJ started hitting some shots, baby.
Started hitting some shots, you're right, when Danny Green wore the pajamas. That's huge.
And then Danny Green went off, hit 8 threes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Buddy.
All right. I like this. Like this a lot.
And also,
yeah,
our global ambassador.
Oh, shit. What's this?
Is... ridden with curses. most cursed men to come around your team, right? That's the also the that's Drake's he's gotta live with that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That he's the guy when if he comes your team's gonna lose. Well, Drake wore all four NFL teams on a sweater. All four of the logos.
Well played.
And said to everyone that believes in the Drake curse, good luck this weekend. Like, this guy, that's why he's good, man. That guy's good, you know?
Very well played. He could be a lawyer. That's good.
Fantastic.
Huh. Forgot that Danny Green wore those pajamas. That was the most ballin' shit ever.
Danny the curse, man.
Danny Green seems like just the best teammate. He just, everyone seems to love him. He's always, like, bigging up his teammates.
He's like, an awesome dude, man. He just seems like a wicked guy. I would like to hang out with him.
Definitely.
No, I don't. I don't know about like his snake thing. He's got snakes.
Yeah, I'm not big on snakes either.
Everyone I ever met that had like a reptile was kind of weird. Not bad.
I think you got to be a little bit weird to have a reptile.
Yeah. Right? I think you don't look in the reptile's eyes. It looks like they don't have a soul.
Yeah.
What are you keeping that in your house for? And murder you?
Yeah.
You're just waiting for snakes to get out. And
you got to leave them in an aquarium, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a cat or dog that's just roaming around.
No, yeah. And they're behind glass. Like,
Not comfortable.
Fucking up your electricity bill. So much heat lamps. It's like growing weed, man, having a snake.
Yeah, you may as well.
Just grow a weed plant.
That's my pet.
Danny's legal.
That would be a good pet. That's a better pet.
I think we're going to keep Danny. Danny's used to look old. He knows what's up.
Yeah, he doesn't. He loves Toronto, right? Mm-hmm. So we're good.
He wants to stay. He said it. He's gone on record and said he wants to stay.
Amazing. Love that, man.
It's got his podcast at Yahoo Studios or whatever.
Yeah. I really like, though, that the players know about the GoDaddy curse.
For sure.
I really hope no one signs next year. Or if they do, they, I don't know, make some kind of.
No, you got to do it like, we just got to go like different tiers of. You got to go. That's a Boucher. Chris Boucher, you get all over GoDaddy because you. You know what I mean?
That's
fuck around for a year a bit. It's all right.
You're going to ruin that man's head.
He just started playing basketball when he was like 19 or something crazy.
Well, the T-shirt broke it for Norm. Danny Green seems to have broken it for.
I think Danny Green's a guy. We got
some
magic about Danny Green. No, he's not getting GoDaddy.
Yeah, okay, right.
Or maybe that's what he's doing. He's like, listen, I'm.
I'll take this
curse
one for the
is
team.
Not taking me, baby.
Right. He's Teflon.
Yeah.
He can get through it. And it happens in threes. Norm, CJ, and our global ambassador.
There it is.
Curses are done.
Curses are broken.
Well, there we go.
We're winning a championship.
Enjoy the rest of the season. We'll see you on the parade route in June.
Kawhi Leonard's going to... You think the Raptors are going to be like, listen, Kawhi, we really want you to stay. How about you don't have to play in Toronto? You know what? You got to...
Yeah, if it gets...
You get to leave for 2 months.
If it gets January 21st cold, you can just leave.
You don't got to play home games.
Don't worry about it.
You just meet us on the road if it's a warm city.
December through February, you don't got to be in Toronto.
No.
Ever.
You don't got to play the games. We'll see you in the road. We'll see you in Miami.
Perfect. I'd be totally okay with
that. I'm fine with that.
Nothing wrong
with it. We'll be so good. We can tank for 2 months and it won't matter.
Take two, thing four.
So today's the last day for All-Star voting. Well, while we're recording it.
While we're recording.
When this comes out, it's over.
It's over.
But the Raptors have added Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, they gave him a nice graphic.
Which is nice.
Which is awesome.
Those action figures look amazing.
Yeah, we can't ever get them.
I can't. They have to sell those.
Maybe we got to go down to the store inside.
The one in the ACC or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Maybe that's where they are.
Man, if they ever gave those out, like as a...
Hell no, they're not giving that shit out.
Wow. That'd be a big move.
There's no way. Take your T-shirt with a beaver on it, you idiots.
They could for sure make money off that, though.
Dude, they don't even give out shirts for OVO anymore. What's going on? I just realized that.
Yeah, I mean,
in two OVO games, I didn't even get shit.
I didn't even think of that. You're right. Was he even at one of the OVO?
No, but that was a 17-year-old girl thing. So I'm like, you better not be courtside, buddy. Yeah. Rod Black's going to ask you some questions.
That's right. Because I went to the, I was at the Golden State one.
You didn't get nothing?
No, nothing.
Like I'm saying, what's going on here? Where's this money going?
That's a really good question.
It's all going in space years for Kawhi, buddy. It's all.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't need that T-shirt. That won't fit me anyways.
The artwork that's gone to support this year's All-Star campaign is so good. The comic book guys.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dude, we should also talk about the Art of the North exhibit.
I know. Neither of us made it to either.
None of us got it, but we did see a lot of the artwork.
Looked pretty sweet.
Shout out to Casey Bannerman.
Yeah.
Shit is fire.
Yeah, really. Really fucking great.
Shout out to Sotio. There's a bunch of... I mean, those are the only guys we kind of know what they did, but...
Yeah.
Everything looked crazy.
So good, yeah. And...
really is like a culture here. Come on, Kawhi. Look at how cool this shit is. Like the Raptors are its own culture, which is cool.
It really, do you think he and the other players know about this shit? I'm sure they
got to, yeah.
Someone mentions it, I'm sure, you know?
Dude, they're getting like, it's not like they're getting tagged in shit constantly on the internet, right? Like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You browse around when your name's getting tagged. Like, CJ has to know. The entire internet said he was cursed by GoDaddy. There's no way he doesn't know that.
And his wife
they're
is
tagging
like,
his wife, talking shit to his wife, for God's sakes. Like, they know.
It's true. Speaking of social media, the Raptors account has been getting some clapback.
There it is. That's clapback is something the Raptors account would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Clapback at you, Milwaukee.
I don't know. I'm not on Instagram enough. They're barely on Twitter. Man, what the fuck happened to Twitter, by the way?
I don't know. I told you Instagram was what's happening, buddy.
It is, yeah. But they're getting lit up on Instagram. You're saying?
It's like my buddies from Scarborough are writing the goddamn captions for the Raptors Instagram account.
But not your funny friends.
No, not the funny ones. It's weird. It's weird, like Drake lyrics and shit like that. Like, good lord, Drake doesn't even do this weird shit.
What, didn't someone call them out for being? And it was saying it was
cringeworthy. Yeah, they wrote a sicko mode, and the sicko mode, right? Is a Travis Scott song featuring Drake.
Okay,
one of my favorite songs of the goddamn year.
Oh, nice,
amazing song. But it was just Danny Green at the goddamn free throw line. What the hell does that have to do? Why would you caption that sicko mode? And then someone was like, dude, this caption is crazy. I'm done. I'm like, it's too cringeworthy for me. I'm out. And then the Raptors account responded and said, deuces.
Which I didn't know. You told me means peace.
Yeah, deuces. Deuces got, like, I'm pretty sure famous because that was a Chris Brown and Tyga song, which was also a fire song.
Okay, all right.
And Drake remixed that song. Oh, maybe they're just, it's all like Drake, like... Maybe Drake's fucking doing the
Maybe it is Drake.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is him. And he's just like, every reference is going to be about me.
No, because he's not even like, I'm telling you, his Instagram is not even that corny. It's not.
Okay, speaking of social media, this is for sure a coincidence, but it's happened to us a couple times. And I don't know how else to explain it. But a few times on Twitter, like mid-game, you or I have tweeted something about Matt Devlin. And we never tag him, you know what I mean? We'll just be
no,
like,
we're like, that's weird to me. Like, when you tag someone and directly talk shit
to
them,
that's kind of mean.
I don't want to do that. I'm not
right.
We're not those kind of. I don't want to at Leo Routens and be like, buddy, you're orange. I don't want to say any, like, you know what I mean?
Just it's like you're talking about, you know, we'll talk about him behind his back in front of friends,
exactly.
I got no problem with that,
yeah.
But this happened a couple times with Matt Devlin, and the most recent was because he always adds the no call. You know, no call, like whatever, fucking buddy into the hoop, no call. And I tweeted, Matty D's got to take it easy with the no calls, and then just made a couple stupid jokes. And from that point on, he didn't say it again once the entire game. He didn't say it once. The man says it at least every third time up the floor.
You think he's searching his name?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's about us. I'm saying the man is searching his shit on Twitter.
For sure he is.
He's searching his name. Because there's been other times where we've said something about what he was talking about or whatever, and it stops immediately.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're these social media influencers.
We definitely are not. That's
I'm just saying the man, I don't know. I think he might search his name.
Dude, if Kevin Durant's out here searching his goddamn name, Matt Devlin for sure.
That was the other thing. I was like, do we have a Matt Devlin burner account following us or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. But the... Again, this isn't like I'm not trying to say it's us. I'm just saying in general, I think the man legit searches his name because it stopped immediately. It was fucked. And he didn't. I tweeted it something like the midway through the first quarter, early second quarter at the latest.
Yeah.
He didn't say it ever again the entire game. He didn't say it once. He did not say it once. Fucked up, man.
We're leading the charge here.
But it was fucked up.
Yeah, it is weird.
It was too much of a coincidence.
Dude, how tall is Matt Devlin?
I would say I think he's like my height. I think he's like 5'10", 5'11".
Dude, he was so much taller than Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I noticed. I'm like, holy shit, how tall is Matt Devlin?
I never would have thought that.
Me neither. I guess I've never met Matt Devlin in person, but we've met Jack, and I didn't, you know.
Yeah, Jack's like normal size. Leo, I bet, has got to be kind of tall.
Leo's tall.
Like, he's got to be, what, 6'6 or something?
Yeah, 6'5 or 6. Yeah, maybe taller than that.
He played in the NBA. He's got to be up there.
Yeah, let me see what happens if Matty D's got his height on the internet.
Again, this is like the third time it's happened to us, at least, with the Matty D.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. It's fucked up. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I'm still like, I still don't like how much more it seems like that he likes Leo Armstrong. Like, when he does the games with Leo, Matt Devlin's in a better mood because he likes Leo Armstrong. When he does it with Jack, he's always like kind of condescending towards Jack. You know what I mean? He's like, he definitely like always is like, oh, you're just a crazy old man back in your day, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I feel like he's probably intimidated by Jack because he knows how much people love Jack Armstrong.
Right.
And when he's with Leo, he's like, nah, we're both losers.
But yeah, you know? Yeah, people talk shit about both of us. Look, it's on my phone right here. Just search your name, Leo. You're not doing any better than me. It does not tell me how tall Matt Devlin is. I'm on his Wikipedia page. Oh. And the last line in his Wikipedia page, which is... I do remember watching this. He once inexplicably exclaimed Punjabi during a broadcast when Peja Stojakovic hit a three-pointer.
I remember that, yeah.
Punjabi! Just on so much cocaine.
I don't know. I'm very curious as to if it's burner accounts or he just searches his name, but he's doing something because there's no way.
Dude, did you know he was 3 years as a Memphis Grizzlies? Play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
And then 3 years for the Charlotte Bobcats.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I know he's up there with, I think, TNT, I want to say. Like, he's like their fourth in line kind of thing. If they're doing four games, he's covering it.
Yeah, and yeah, I guess so.
Like, he came in like it was supposed to be like a big deal that the Raptors got him. I remember that. And I was just like, ugh.
Maybe there's, I guess he is a big deal. I mean, he certainly
Man, he's acts really
like
good
it.
At, we've said this before, commentating baseball. He's awesome.
He's so awesome. During
really
baseball.
Good at baseball.
MLB on TBS.
Yeah.
Matty D.
Love it.
NFL on Fox.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And MLB on Fox as well.
Hmm.
And then men's college basketball for the Big Ten Network.
He can call a hell of a ball game. Baseball.
Baseball.
I don't know. The thing with the Twitter blew my fucking mind.
Think fast, think five.
This one's been in the making for a while. This is how... Listen, this is a good podcast. All right, we go deep.
Yeah.
And we do the research that other podcasts don't.
Don't. They do not.
And
do
listen,
it.
A lot of the times we don't like to brag. You know what I mean? We just like to sit there.
Toot our own horn.
Whatever. We're just two guys, just two Raptors fans that like to talk about our team as anyone else does.
Yeah.
You know? But what it comes down to is we'll go that extra mile. And a couple people have made the suggestion to us on Twitter about the chicken shawarma at the Air Canada Center.
Scotiabank Arena.
Whichever you want to call it.
Whatever.
You.
Whatever Kawhi likes.
It's the Kawhi Leonard's.
Kawhi Leonard Arena.
Center. You went and got it.
I went and got both the goddamn wraps, man.
Now, okay, first of all, where are they located? Because it is...
They're up there.
That's part of the challenge, right? Is finding these wraps.
Yeah, it's like in between like 310 and... It's like 310, the gate 310.
I'm almost positive I saw it one of the last times I was there this season.
It's very close to where
our seats are,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... All right, so how'd it go? What's...
I can't remember what they're called, but they have insane names. It's something crazy chicken...
Oh, okay.
Shawarma, something. You know what I mean? And then the chickpea.
Right. The chickpea one got several.
Chickpea one, guys, it is amazing. It
really?
Is fire. Yep. That's okay. Probably the best thing I ate at
Whoa.
Scotiabank Arena.
Whoa.
At like a sporting.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
It's
all right.
Legit delicious.
Wow. And so let's get it. It's a chickpea shawarma.
Yep.
Normal toppings.
All the toppings you get in a normal shawarma.
Huh.
How's nice tahini sauce. It's good.
Okay.
Takes a little bit. Like, hey. they're not made. Like, you don't go pay and they just slap it on you. You got to wait.
Yeah, okay.
You stand there with your big-ass beer and wait for your chicken shawarma.
It's worth the wait, though, you're saying.
Yeah. I went early and got it. And,
that's smart.
Yeah, I don't like waiting in lines at halftime. I freak out. Yeah.
Unless it's for beer, I'll do it. But other than that.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like, no, you can use debit right at your seat now. I'm not getting up for beer anymore.
It's a really good point.
I get the one, and then I drink the tall cans for the rest of the game.
Yeah. So the chickpea shawarma is good, and the chicken shawarma also good.
It's good, but the chickpea one was better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it come with anything?
God no. And it was like $15.
All right, filling.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. It was a good chicken. I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm sure I could be at like some sort of gastro pub, you know what I mean? And they would fancy it up, and I would pay the same price, and be like, "Yeah, this is what I expect.
This is what it's worth." Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to try it next game.
Give it a go, man.
Now, did you feel like you needed something after? Like, did you want a side of fries?
No, because I don't think I was high before I ate it. But maybe if I was high and I ate it, I'd be like, listen.
Yeah.
I could go for a pretzel or something. Big fan of pretzels, by the way.
Yeah, they're the best.
I'll try a pretzel.
But this is better than the pretzel you're saying.
Well, yeah.
Holy shit. We'll try and find who originally suggested that to us, because they hit us up a couple times on Twitter. And we gotta show them a lot of love and respect, because they obviously know what they're talking about.
Hell yeah.
And they deserve it, so...
Shout out to that person.
We'll
find you soon.
Please, I guess the lesson also in that is continue to send us food ideas, because we're always up for them. And
we got to try the meat thing, the smoked meat sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the hell that is. Maybe it was at the same thing.
I feel like I saw that too. There's a couple like there's the weird section when you go behind either end of the arena where the Nets are. When you go through that on the 300 level, you end up going through like a bar.
Yeah, that crazy bar.
There's some food stuff like tucked beside that almost, I feel.
But yeah, that stuff's good.
Yeah. Should really explore that, I think, too. But I don't know.
Got big beaver tails. They cut it like Kawhi's hand.
Whoa, that's a fucking great idea.
Hey, man.
That is a really good idea.
That'll end up in the arena next year. We're not going to get no goddamn credit for it.
No, exactly. Matt Devlin's going
to
bring up.
Kawhi Leonard's not going to be on the goddamn team, but it's just, they're doing it.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Twitter.
Going to questions.
We got some good questions. Oh, also, a guy named Titus L. Karras, I think, has tweeted us a couple times and been like, the nickname for Chris Boucher should be Trebuchet, I think.
Trebuchet.
Yeah, because of his stroke. And a trebuchet is a type of catapult, a powerful type of siege engine which uses a swinging arm to throw a projectile.
That is friggin' amazing.
Yeah. But the first time I read that, I was like, thought he meant like he had a stroke, like a heart condition.
Oh, I definitely didn't read that.
I was like, come on, man. We can't be poking at a man's heart condition, but yeah, no. That makes way more sense. So,
shout out to Jig at Jumperson22. That's who's hitting us up about the chickpea wrap.
Oh, nice. Oh, you found it right on.
It is great, man. It is awesome. Thank you for the recommendation.
Beautiful.
If you got any more, I trust you. I will listen to you, and I will try it.
Send him away. Yeah. The man's opinion to date is gold, so he can do no wrong.
Yeah. Bellis at Bellis 575 asks us, can we trust Ibaka?
Yeah, I think so. At this point, I kind of love the man.
Yeah, I love Ibaka. I if we get him some rest before the playoffs, yes, we can trust him.
I agree.
If we run him into the ground, he will die. Yeah. It's not going to be good.
I'm fine. I'm a big fan of Serge Ibaka this year.
Jimmy Draper at Jimmy Deluxe. He says, at the end of last season, the devil comes to you and says, I'll give you back Norm, but I'm taking CJ. Do you say yes?
Yeah. I'd take Norm over CJ.
Right now, yeah.
Like good Norm over good CJ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would do that. Because he can shoot threes.
Sometimes.
More or less. And he's got...
He does play D too. CJ doesn't.
I just trust him more. And he's younger. I just trust Norm... Nor more than CJ.
Which is crazy that we're saying that. Really, GoDaddy really does fuck shit up.
Really does, yeah.
Afroholic at Afroholic16. Have a CJ's PJs night where all fans wear PJs to the game. What's the worst that could happen?
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, I think the whole roof of the stadium would blow off.
That's fucking great.
We'd all ascend into heaven.
Everyone gets to wear pajamas to the game, though?
Yeah, such a good idea. It is a great idea, but I mean, like, the ACC would have to, sorry, MLSE would have to provide the PJs.
Oh, no, I was thinking you just show up in your own pajamas. You know what I mean?
No, he's, he, yeah, no, he's, he, this is, he just says wear PJs to the game, you're right.
Yeah, so you just wear your own pajamas.
That's a great idea.
I would do that.
Do that on a nice Sunday afternoon for the kids.
Oh, God, yeah. That's great. Afroholic, great idea.
I'm really bothered that we are, didn't get shirts now, the more I think about it. Concentrate. That's at concentrate with a three.
All right.
Instead of an E in the middle.
Oh, creative.
I think. I think this dude asked us a question last week, and we had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the embarrassing loss to the lowly Celtics, should the Raptors just trade Kawhi to the Clippers? I'm so pissed I finished reading this goddamn sentence. Trade Kawhi to the Clippers and start the rebuild. No.
No, and also I think the Celtics-Raptors series, we just got to secure home court and we'll be okay.
We should have won that game.
That's my theory. I agree. Should have won that game. And Kyrie just played really well. What are you going to do? I'm not afraid of the Celtics.
I'm not afraid of the Celtics either.
No.
Did you see Marcus Smart get fined?
No. For what?
I don't know. He tried to kill somebody on the Hawks.
I actually like Marcus Smart. I'm a fan of that man's game. I would like to have Marcus Smart on our team. I'll say that.
Yeah, we don't have that gritty guy that
plays amazing defense, and he just can be an asshole sometimes and fuck shit up, you know?
Well, we have Serge, and Serge has to fight someone this year. Serge didn't fight nobody this year.
That'd be good. I could see that.
But he always tries to fight people. At least once a year, he's trying to knock someone out.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so damn handsome, you know?
Yeah, I don't want him to get hit in the face.
No.
Steven Sharma, at Steven V. Sharma, asks, which Raptors player's merchandise would you be most willing to rock?
Norm MacDonald has the tracksuits now. I like that.
Norm MacDonald.
He does. Norm MacDonald's a...
Norm MacDonald. He's got a book, a TV show, and he's selling tracksuits.
He signed a 10-day with the Raptors. Norman Powell has the tracksuits. I'm down with that.
What's his slogan, though? Understand the grind or something?
Don't underestimate the grind? Yeah. I just like the fact that they were tracksuits.
They all got tracksuits, Barry.
Okay.
Fred VanVleet, bet on yourself. He's got tracksuits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely will wear Kawhi's shit with New Balance.
Yeah, I would wear that, definitely.
His logo is cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool, like, little logo. You put it on, you know, a shirt in the corner.
Absolutely. I'll support him. No problem.
Yeah, as long as he stays. I don't think I could see myself wearing a shirt that says bet on yourself because I'm not successful enough. People look at me like, hey, you think that's a good idea, bro?
I'm a terrible gambler, obviously.
You win for the 501 streetcar, -30,
Yeah.
Bet on yourself, huh? Yeah. All right.
That's tough.
Why don't you bet on a goddamn Presto card? How about that?
there is a chance you can lose if you bet on yourself. That is not a guaranteed bet.
It's just not a good bet at all.
Yeah, just remember, you could lose.
Okay. Mike at Michael G. Coffee. He says, ever seen a whole chicken stewed to perfection inside a watermelon? Google it. You're welcome. Go Raps.
A whole chicken stewed in a watermelon?
I think we have to look this up, Barry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, chicken.
We're looking it up, Mike.
Oh, here it is. Cook a chicken in a watermelon.
Oh, Mikey, you weren't lying.
So she's cutting a bit of the watermelon off the bottom. Did you find this?
No.
Now they're hollowing out part of the watermelon. Seasoning the chicken. By the way, the woman doing this is also very attractive, so it just makes the video that much more enjoyable. She's putting soy sauce in the chicken.
And lemons.
And lemons. The whole lemon.
Two whole lemons. Five spice powder.
She's shoving it in a watermelon. And whoa! She kept a little of the watermelon. Holy shit.
She's sealing it with toothpicks.
Baking it for 2 hours in an oven, in a watermelon. Another 3 hours worth of cooking. Takes it to the oven after 5 hours. Looks
like a date.
Yeah.
Like a prune. I bet you it tastes good. It doesn't look good, guys.
No.
Hey, Mike, okay. It looks great. The problem is it takes 5 days to do whatever. 5 hours of cooking?
Yeah.
You gonna make a broth?
Listen.
Listen, I'll tell you what. You can do the same process, but instead of the chicken, you fill it with Jell-O, and you put some vodka in that Jell-O. And in 2 hours, you're hammered, baby.
Okay.
Sounds good. Josh Treats at Treatsy asks us, what would your NBA All-Fight Club team be? AKA, if you... Yeah, I think we've done this a
lot
of times.
Did we do a podcast on this, like, a couple years ago?
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was all Raptors or if it was, like, full league. We might... Nah, we're not answering that right now. I'll tell you what. I'm going to pick Carmelo Anthony because he's got shit to prove. And he'll fight you, man.
First pick is always going to be James Johnson.
Yeah.
Me, I think.
Martial arts background.
Yeah.
I'm picking just a lot of guys with neck tattoos. Abnormalcy Bias. At Abnormalcy Bias asks... There's got to be some kind of ritual to break the GoDaddy curse. Maybe there's such a thing, the Flex Seal bump. Has it been tried? Get CJ next to this guy and get him out of his slump. That's the Flex Seal guy.
Oh, yeah. That Flex Seal stuff looks awesome.
Yeah, I want it. Yeah. I have nothing to seal or flex.
I just want to go rip holes in pools and start Flex Sealing them, you know?
I start shooting holes in the side of boats and spraying it up.
Yeah, that's a good Saturday.
No. We Abnormalcy Bias. We figured out you just got to wear the product.
Yes.
Another person has to wear the product.
Yep.
On your team. So Danny Green wearing this CJ's PJs broke the curse. And actually wasn't that hard. Turns out you just support your goddamn teammates and it'll be fine. I bet you no one bumped Norm's song.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I wonder about that.
They probably all just made fun of him.
I feel like Norm took care of it himself with a t-shirt. Like, he took matter in his own hands. He's just like, fuck this.
No, but he waited until the curse. Like, he wasn't even on, like, GoDaddy's commercials anymore. Like, I don't even... His curse never got broken. It just... The time he was cursed was up.
Right. Okay. He ran its course. Yeah. That curse. Holy shit. All right.
I am right now just checking Spotify to see Norman Powell... No problem.
Is it on there?
Well, you better believe it, Barry.
Oh, come on.
But it's only got 12,000 plays.
Ew.
So I think that's how you break the curse. You really have to actually support these products.
Wow.
12,000 plays is not a lot of plays here. God, wow. I don't want to play it and curse the whole goddamn.
Yeah, no, it's not. Let's just let it
franchise
go.
Again. That's it. I think that's it. Hank Moody at Rhodey 213. He basically just sent us a screenshot of the weather.
Oh.
And he says, if Kawhi survives this shit, you think he'll stay?
That's a great question. You know,
No.
Just for the... Okay, so real quick, let's just... I'm going to flip through my phone here to see where else. So it's minus 12 currently as we're recording this in Toronto. Minus 11 in New York.
But what is it with the wind chill, Barry?
So, yeah. It's 16 in Los Angeles. So it's not balmy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's better than...
16 degrees?
Yeah. Miami, it's 19. Winnipeg, it's minus 11. That's all I've got on my phone.
How is it warmer in Winnipeg than it is in Toronto?
That is weird. You're right.
But oh, God.
Anyway.
Well, it's like God doesn't even want us to have Kawhi Leonard.
God doesn't want us to have any NBA All-Star. That All-Star weekend weather is still one of the most fucked up things.
You know what? DeMar DeRozan...
You want to come back? Can we get him back?
This guy's outside in a t-shirt, no problem. I was built for this, guys. Come on. You know what?
Can we trade back?
Get the hell out of here.
All right. Okay. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks to everyone who hit us up on Twitter. It's going to be a good week, I guess.
Yeah, we got a couple games this week.
It's going to warm up by Wednesday. Life is good, you know? Things are getting better. Weather-wise. And I mean, how can you be happier... being with this team.
Life is good. Everybody send Kawhi Leonard fleece socks and we'll be all right.
Fuck yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Talking Raptors. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.